Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grok. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has called on Russia to make amends for the downing of MH17 after the United Nations Aviation Council ruled it was responsible for shooting down the Malaysia Airlines plane. Dutch authorities have released a statement saying the Council of the International Civil Aviation Organisation would in the coming weeks consider what form of reparation was in order. But the Foreign Minister says Russia already has obligations under international law that they must honour. The MH17 case was launched in 2022 by Australia and the Netherlands after the flight was shot down over eastern Ukraine, killing all 298 people on board, including 38 Australians. Kurdish group the PKK has announced it's disbanding after a 40-year conflict with Turkey. The designated terrorist group has released a statement that says they have decided to dissolve their organisational structure and end armed struggle because they have completed their historic mission. The decision was made at a congress held in response to a February call to disband from jailed PKK leader Abdullah Öcalan. Öcalan has been imprisoned on an island south of Istanbul since 1999. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is vowing to cut immigration numbers and make it harder to settle in the UK. The move has been made under pressure from Nigel Farage's right-wing anti-immigration Reform UK party, which won the most seats in English local elections in May and opened a big lead in opinion polls. Mr. Starmer says his government intends to increase English-speaking requirements for immigrants, prevent companies, including care homes, from recruiting abroad, and grant automatic citizenship only to those who have lived in Britain for 10 years, not five.
Now, make no mistake, this plan means migration will fall. That's a promise. But I want to be very clear on this. If we do need to take further steps, if we do need to do more to release pressure on housing and our public services, then mark my words, we will.
Susan Lee has been elected the new leader of the Federal Liberal Party. The former deputy defeated Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor, 29 votes to 25, in a party room ballot of 54 members in Canberra. Anthony Albanese has confirmed he will attend the inauguration for Pope Leo XIV this weekend. His visit to Rome will come after a trip to Indonesia on Wednesday, designed to emphasise the importance of Australia's bilateral relationship with Jakarta. Mr. Albanese says he will take the opportunity while attending the new Pope's inauguration to have discussions with other world leaders present.
Prime Minister Carney will be there, President Macron and a range of others as well. Ursula von der Leyen, I will meet. We've had contact with her quite clearly in today's uncertain world with tariffs and trade issues being so central. No doubt there will be discussions and I'll take the opportunity, as well as having what will be an incredible honour for me to see the inauguration of a Pope in the Vatican City.
A safety campaign has been launched following the release of figures showing the number of road fatalities has hit a 12-year high. Emergency services from across the country are teaming up with road safety groups and governments across Australia to reduce deaths. Victoria's Road Policing Assistant Commissioner Glenn Weir says speed is the biggest killer on our roads.
No fatal or serious injury collision should occur. They're all avoidable. Yet people just don't get it. We are still seeing the predominant cause of most of the road trauma in Victoria as a single act of non-compliance. Something as simple as rolling through or not stopping at a stop or give way sign, being distracted or speeding. Well, we are just seeing people die and be seriously injured because they are making those choices to be a few k's over.
Iconic objects from stars of the Australian stage are going on display to the public from December at the Australian Museum of Performing Arts. Those objects will include Kylie Minogue's gold hot pants and a 19th century cloak worn by Dame Nellie Melba. Arts Centre Melbourne CEO Karen Quinlan says the museum will be the custodian of more than 850,000 objects once construction is complete.
whether it's theatre, opera, dance, ballet, comedy, circus, we've got it all. And we're just really excited, the team are excited about bringing that to life.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.